Do they all live on the side?
No. See, we're talking about different things. Now, I'm talking about way up here. You're talking about way down there.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, the ones that you're talking about, the Creoles.
See,
I was talking about Cajuns.
I don't know. I'm brand new. I'm from Atlanta, and I'm still
Okay.
Cajuns are in North.
No, okay, the Creoles and South Mobile.
All right, are the Creoles almost all on the side?
Most of them are.
And what's the name again?
Mont Louis.
M-O-N-L-U-I-S. Okay.
Mont Louis Island. They're there. You find them in Mobile, but the most of them are black in terms of once they get into the area, into Mobile. They are generally black, but back in the good old days, the Creoles had a lofty position in terms of the antebellum South, particularly as it relates to Louisiana, Mobile, and this type of thing. It was a particular social class, and they were the Creoles. Some of the work that I've done, being a history major, I helped a guy do his thesis on. Did a thesis on land and something in Mobile. There was a study of land, a change of ownership. And what he was trying to prove was that at one time the downtown area of Mobile was owned by blacks. And it was a very interesting thesis, and we I had helped him do a lot of research, but we ran into so many snags. Okay, now, when Iberville and Bienville discovered Mobile, they brought slaves with them, okay? Now, and this crew had slaves. And what a lot of these Frenchmen did was when they died, even though they had white children, they willed land also to their black children, okay? So, coming up from slavery, you had black ownership of land. Now, these slaves, of course, were mulatto and Creole, okay? So when you get right down to it, you know, by today's standards, they're black, okay? So when you start getting back into these land studies and who owns what, where, and how, you know, and so who's to say who's black, who's white, who's not? And so, you know, how can you prove that blacks own this land when you can't prove who was black and who wasn't?
Yeah.
And a very interesting thing I got into, and I didn't pursue this anymore. There's a cathedral down on Dauphin and Joachim Streets. I think it's Joachim. Very old, beautiful structure, been there for years. And there is where, now, naturally, Frenchmen would be Catholics. The Creoles naturally would be Catholics. So that means that the birth records and all this thing would be recorded and placed in that church. And if you look at birth records, this type of thing, you can tell who's cousin to who, whose son is this type of thing, because these Creoles or the Frenchmen or whatever would have children by a black woman, they still recorded it. And this child was still inherited land and this type of thing from his father, or from her father. And but when you go down there, this priest down there, he'd live around and say, "Hey man, let me tell you something." He said, "Look, you go down there and you stir up all this crap, and you have all these white folks on me because they don't want nobody to know that they came to some black folks over there across town." And all he said, "I know what you're looking for, but you ain't getting it."
Huh.
It's right there. And he said, it's there.
Is that a typical attitude?
It's a safe attitude.
Yeah.
I don't know how typical it is, but he's the keeper of the castle and the holder of the key. I said, "Yes, sir, Father. I wouldn't dare want to be hanging from any rafters."
It's quarter to four. Do you want to quit?
Is it quarter to four? I did more than 2 hours.
Just a little bit.